Blankets?
Talking.
What? Check.
We got the blankets.
Brownies?
Check.
No, uncheck. I haven't been here since the first week.
Well, I brought them the first time.
Yeah, and I said I'd bring them the second time. You I guess we're still promised. Waiting for that.
Yeah, so yeah, you just unchecked that. What else we got? We got Spencer. Check.
Wyatt? Present. Check.
Nice.
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 Research?
Check. We'll see. It's just a couple days after we recorded the last podcast.
It's, I mean, yeah, it's like a week after.
No, it's like five quick days.
Yeah.
Time flies.
It's going to be a double episode this
sometimes
week.
Sometimes things just skip your mind, you know?
I guess we're going to post two of them today.
No, don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous, Wyatt.
You
just have
backlog.
To be here. I have to do a lot of stuff for this podcast.
I know, it's a lot of work.
Sometimes I miss it.
I'm lazy.
And sometimes you have to accept that I miss things.
Yeah. I don't know, I just have to wait around for it to be uploaded.
Not only that, but you don't just sit around and wait for it to be uploaded and wait for that. But all you have to do is sit with your phone and wait for me to come pick you up at your house.
I can't even.
You can't even do that.
I have other things going on.
There's no excuses for you, Wyatt.
I
went to your house.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to.
You just.
Yesterday.
Uh huh.
All right, you're making me raise my voice.
And have a stroke.
You're making me raise my voice.
I'm sorry.
And my throat is sore, Wyatt.
Oh, no.
Don't make me raise my voice.
Okay.
I don't want to.
What'd you say?
I said, don't make me raise my voice.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday,
mm-hmm.
We were talking. You talked to me, actually. You texted me saying, hey, what's up?
I did?
I don't remember.
No, I didn't. That's not what happened at
all. I don't remember, okay?
Basically, yesterday, I was gone until 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
From 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you sent me a text message. I was like, hey, I totally didn't even think of a podcast today.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine. And you're like, I'm available all day tomorrow. I'm like,
yeah.
That's cool. You said, cool, we'll talk tomorrow at noon.
Yeah.
You even set a time.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
How, like, productive.
Yeah.
And, like, forward thinking.
So the next morning comes up. I wait till 12:30, text you. All right, you want to come over now?
no so response. Bad.
I then went down to the brewery with some friends before they went off back to Victoria.
Yeah.
That's Liam and his girlfriend Mackenzie. They're very nice.
Yeah. I don't know Mackenzie. So that's a nice name. I know a Mackenzie. She's nice.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We do. Both nice.
She's got crazy hair.
We know another Mackenzie.
We do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mackenzie Kirk.
It's going to be a whole Damien's Grayson situation again. I'm kidding, Damon.
Mackenzie Kirk.
With the orange hair. She's a twin of Hannah. Totally remember.
Yeah, and there's still no response from you. So I went to this brewery to see off our buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, I'm just going to go by and pick Wyatt up.
You just showed up.
It was not even a question. It wasn't a thought in my mind that you weren't home. Right?
I had a long day yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you said you slept until like noon.
Yep.
That's totally fair.
Totally fair.
Where's your phone?
Dead. I don't
Where?
Even know.
You don't know. It's at your house somewhere.
Yeah. I think I had it yesterday.
I know.
I did.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. You did because you texted me, Wyatt. God,
they don't
want to
hear
it.
About this. They already know I'm terrible. If you do want to know.
Give me the quick summary of how Strathcona was. Give me the quick summary of it.
The quick summary?
Mm-hmm.
I can give you a long one.
Give me the quick one.
All right. You did ask for the quick one. Woke up super early. Bike school, cold. Got in the van, warm. Got to Strathcona, summer's out, a little warmer. Okay. Basically, we did a bunch of fun, like, name games, that kind of stuff. It's all about, you know, strategies and tools to use to get to know a group, if you were guiding them.
Group knowing, oh yeah.
Yeah, so we played, like, Ninja and, like, you know Ninja?
Oh yeah, I know Ninja.
And we played this other one called Samurai. Literally, you can't win Samurai. You just, one person is like, and then the other person across
making
the group.
Making like a karate chop motion with both hands.
And then like when they do that, the other two people on the other side of them go like. And it's just like, it goes around really fast.
Sounds just like a lot of karate.
Just yelling.
Just a lot of karate motions.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Ninja's fun though.
Yeah, no, Ninja's a good time.
Ninja is good.
And all sorts of other things. We did the low ropes where you climb around on ropes or like little wires over the ground and you try to balance.
Same place that we went to for Explore.
For elementary school. Remember? Strathcona Park. That's Tribune Bay. Was Explore.
Oh, really?
Do you remember Grade 7, Punish Park?
Did
we... With the big tree to climb?
So, it was the place that me, you, and Heather stopped at.
Yep.
Went on our way to that hike because we were running out of gas.
Niagara Falls. Yep, that's the place. Do you remember? We literally did the same thing that we did in Grade 7. It was a total, like, flashback for me. Cool. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I had my first kiss at that camp, Grade 7.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Special moment.
Not very.
No? What?
Yeah. Word got around to me that my grade 7 girlfriend wanted to kiss me. I'm like, oh, no.
Girlfriend wants to kiss me.
And then it was like 3 days of just like grade 7 drama.
Nice.
And then
Lindsay Curry.
Yeah. Yeah. And then on the drive home, she just like, we were sitting in the back of a van and she just like called my name and like, what's up? And she went over and like...
I'm like, what's up? What's up, babe?
Look, all right, it was a ball. What can I do? And then she went in for a kiss, and I thought she was going for the cheek, and then she kissed my cheek, and then she's like, no, I'm trying to give you a kiss. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. The and then we did a little peck, and then we high-fived after, and that was that.
That's awesome. That's a good first kiss story.
Yeah. Camp was good.
It was a good time.
We've been to a couple camps. Oh, my goodness, why? We've been to every camp together.
Yeah, three.
At least.
More than probably.
We've done a lot of trips as well.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, there is that first one. We were just like in the same school. We went to Camp Homewood together, the Woodsman Camp.
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row? Really?
I don't know.
I might have been two.
I think
I ditched out. I think I came in late and ditched out early. I think I only went for 2 years.
I swear you were there for three.
Let's believe it.
Yeah,
let's believe I was there for three. And then all the Explore stuff.
Explore Mundo.
And then Albert Edward trips.
Yeah. Good times.
All good.
Super good.
I still like to think back to our Tribune Bay trip. We show up and it was our first trip that we did as Explore.
Oh my god, that cabin.
Oh yeah. And we show up and it's like a pre-set up camp with all these... like they had cabins and they had like a kitchen roofs. Area with roofs and all like that. But there was a lot of us in this Explore class. And so some people had to go into these shacks.
They call them like, what are they, like a gazebo? What do they call them? Like,
a
gondola?
No.
I don't know, man.
It was basically like a tool shed.
It was like a wooden frame with a tarp roof and a door that didn't close.
Yeah, exactly. And tarp windows as well.
Yeah.
But at least it had an elevated bedding. And so me, you, and our buddy Brady,
he
was on the first dialogue.
Yeah.
We all grabbed...
With the couch.
Yeah, with the couch, that dialogue. We all grabbed... This one little shack.
Basically,
that was enough for three. It was like a large enough area that we'd all could fit our sleeping mats on, because that's all you need when you're camping. You're going to sleep shitty anyway.
Yeah.
But we did that. It was a very stormy night that night.
It was like 50-kilometer
like
winds.
Because like we said, the door wouldn't close.
It was just like, bang, 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 all night.
Open, bam. Open again, bam. I'm like, god damn it. And then the tarp would be leaking and fluttering. God, that...
All the girls get to sleep in this cabin with like electricity and heat.
Yeah.
And then most of the guys were in this other cabin with no electricity or heat. And then the guys from... The two different schools, the minorities. This is
sort
of like Highland guys were in one of them and the Isfield guys were in the other.
Yeah, it was.
One.
We didn't know anybody at that time.
No, it was all like crazy, like class warfare, class housing.
Everybody was still in good spirits, though.
No, it was fine.
Nobody was trying to segregate anybody or anything like that.
I don't think so. Either. It was just how it happened to work out. It was hilarious.
Yeah, we were in that goddamn hut and finally fall asleep. And then I wake up, middle of the night, it's stormy out. And I'm like lying there. I'm like, ah, God, I'm really uncomfortable. The pillow that I made is really uncomfortable. This pillow is really firm. And so I grab my pillow and I attempt to fluff it. You know, I had like
fluffing the pillow.
Yeah. So I started like moving around. Like, wow, this is really dense.
And I'm like, and then I hear above me. What the fuck, Spencer?
And then I hear above me.
What the frick? Oops.
And then as I'm fluffing up my pillow, I hear above me, Spencer.
He's fluffing my legs.
I was horizontal across you and Brady. I was using your thigh as a pillow. Wake up. Whoa, my pillow is really dense right now.
Fluff, fluff. Oh, my God.
Oh, that would have been so weird, but I got it instantly. As soon as you're like, Spencer? Like, oh, sorry. I just, like, flipped around.
I was having a weird dream.
And then my pillow was perfect.
Yeah, it was a weird night. Memorable. Good times. Good times. That was fun camp.
Mm-hmm.
Liked it there. So, yeah, StressCon was all about, like, if you were leading one of those groups that we were in, how to do it.
But you were leading people in your class because that's who you had with you?
Yeah, it's just kind of the six of us, so.
Do you ever have to make any, like, administrative decisions or really get in there and tell your own classmates what to do?
Sometimes, part of it. We've got, like, every trip, like, a certain number of people prepare all the food and stuff and do the meal plan.
That's stressful. I'd hate that.
Yeah, but, like, it's part of it, so I don't know. It's not so bad.
Oatmeal. Everybody gets oatmeal. Three meals a day.
Bad mark for that, I think. Oh, my God.
Can't win them all.
I was in, when I went to Tribune Bay. No, oops. Banfield.
Mm-hmm.
The other week. Basically, it was me and three of the other guys for the meal plan. And this one guy, Mike, who's like 50. Have I told you about him?
Yep.
Military guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Military guy.
He made this, like, goulash on the third day, which is basically just, like, everything in the fridge in a pot. It lasted, like, the entire other 2 days. It was quite something. It tastes good, I think. No, it was good. It was just like
a lot.
It was a lot of goulash.
A lot of goulash and a lot of taste.
It's a huge pot. I don't know.
Good on them. Good on them.
Yeah.
You want to hear my my ideas? Do you want to hear them?
Yes.
Thank
I really want
you.
To hear your ideas.
Thank you very much.
For how to improve the podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, like, at a certain point, are we going to try to do any of these ideas?
We have been.
Oh, yeah.
So I have a lot written down here.
Holy cow.
I'm going to let you read them off.
Okay.
Just when you're, like, really involved. So just kind of, like, go through them, and I'll give you, like, a little 1-2 about all of them. Once you get to the... I'm just going to give you, like, all this up here. Don't read that once you go to the second page, because this page is full.
Wait, hold on.
Look, this is page one.
Uh-huh.
So just, like, read each point, and then I'll talk about it. Skip that, because that's attached to this. Read through those, and once you get to the bottom one, I'll talk about the bottom one.
And the top will be attached to the bottom.
Yeah, so there you go. Read them off, and I'll give you my... So just take your time, because, like, I quickly wrote those. So it's, you know, quick penmanship.
Learn sign language so that we can communicate secret things. I really like that idea.
Yeah.
I really like that idea.
I can, like, set you up for jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they can't see our sign language.
And vice versa?
Yeah.
No, that'd be good. I mean, a little bit of a time commitment, but, like, whatever. Worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it. Record the podcast over a golf game. How many times have we talked about this? No.
Three times?
No.
That was one of my early ideas for the podcast, was recorded over a golf game. And have it, like, really edited, but it'd
we
be so tough.
We could do it over, like, a basketball game or, like...
No way!
Something exciting, a hockey game.
No, every single second... Whap! 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 Whap!
Yeah.
No, we couldn't do that.
Yeah, I guess so. But, like, golf?
I might do that.
What would be the point?
It's funny.
It's not funny.
Because you, like, hear the reaction, you hear the shot, but you can't see the shot. And so you actually have to, like, emote what your shot's doing.
Emote.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean...
Like, make a good shot. That's a good one right there.
But what if you can't tell because it's just a ball 50 feet up in the sky
flying
towards...
You can't tell?
Yeah, because it's like, how do you tell if it's a good shot or not?
Because you can feel it. You can see where it's going.
Oh, like we would be playing golf.
Yeah, no, we would be playing
even
golf.
Worse. You don't realize
We're
how many golf balls we would lose?
How many you would lose?
Yeah, exactly. All of them.
What's the next one?
The store at the golf course would run out. Take singing lessons. So, interesting. Why?
Work on the vocal cords.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, I wrote that down. I'm just, like, spitballing these ones. I just, like, shot them out at work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't think of any bombshells, so I just went for quantity.
Okay.
But, you know, take singing lessons, then we can really, really explore the true potential of our voices.
My voice is totally good already. I use lots of emotion.
I don't
know what you're talking about. Become ghost writers. What's a ghost writer?
It's people who write lyrics for famous artists, and they could be like writing rap lyrics or stuff like that. But then they don't take
credit
for that. The rappers do.
They just get paid.
Yeah,
and it's all about the game. The game is to get paid, and the pages to the game.
Mm.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I mean, Sure.
I could probably write out some rap lyrics. It's basically just a...
I couldn't.
Just
I couldn't do that.
Mean poetry.
I don't know if I could do that. I think that would be bad. I don't think anyone would buy it. Host the podcast on our own website and set our own view counter.
Mm-hmm. This one could work.
Okay.
Because people, like I've said before on other ways, people like to follow behind something that's popular and that's trending.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they see our podcast, I'm like, oh shit, this thing is 400,000 downloads.
Which but, it does.
Sure. On our website, it totally does.
Surprise.
And we just set the view counter ourselves because we can do that.
I think that like the great thing about having our podcast being on so many different sites.
Two.
Like five.
Easily.
iTunes.
Yep.
YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
SoundCloud previously. Podster.
Podmatic.
Podmatic. That's four.
And then I guess like my podcast app.
Yeah.
But I really only upload it to YouTube and Podomatic, then it goes to... Anyway, go ahead.
That's like five.
Yeah.
The great thing is, you guys don't realize how many of you are actually watching and listening to this.
Yeah, because over five, if you get two views each...
I mean, like...
We're at 20 views.
People from site A, maybe they only see like five people or something ridiculously unrepresentative in the view counter. And they don't realize that people at site B, there's like 200... million people watching.
Easily. It is a popular podcast.
Was million too many? Should I have gone for 1,000? Or yeah. Like 100?
Yeah. 200 million's a lot.
200? I probably shouldn't have done that. All right. It's fine. Wyatt buys you a nice car. Wyatt buys me a nice car.
Yeah. You buy me a nice car.
Christmas list at this point.
No.
We play golf.
This one makes sense. Have you ever heard of the saying, happy baby, happy mother?
No, but I think I know where this is going.
I'm the baby. Uh-huh. The viewers are my mother.
Where do I fit in?
You're the uncle that buys me stuff. So buy me a car and make me happy. Why?
Happy baby, happy mother, poor uncle is the saying. I don't even have my own car.
You've got a freaking roof rack
on yours. You're set for life.
That's the next one.
We hold hands throughout the podcast to connect more.
We have to do it now, don't worry. Just think about it. Hold hands.
Sure? I feel like we'd be really in sync.
Because when people touch, they link.
Do you know that...
Spirits.
When you have a 45-minute hug, there's a fact about it. 45-second, sorry.
Yeah, you then trust the person more.
Yeah, no one ever does that.
Yeah, you release serotonin, makes you happy, and then you trust the person more.
Now you know.
Next page.
Now they know. Take...
That's a tough one.
Hallucinogenic drugs.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Hallucinogenic drugs.
Hallucinogenic.
Here's what I'm thinking.
You spelled this really wrong.
Don't, you know.
I'm sorry.
I know. I was writing note. I don't know how to spell it either,
I think.
This is what I'm thinking, right? David Bowie, The Beatles, Queen.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
They all took drugs to become better artists.
We should do it.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do a drunk episode anyways.
Let's do that next week.
Yeah, we should.
We'll record it over the weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend.
I am down.
Saturday.
I am down.
Great.
You know what? I'm going to charge my phone.
Wow. Oh my God. I have so many dialogues to record then. Oh, for Saturday.
We can do a drunk dialogue. I feel like it would just make the episode that much funnier.
What's the next?
Also a little bit less organized. Adopt a kid together and...
Come on,
read it. Are these podcast goals or these life goals? Adopt a kid together and raise him to be a great podcaster/editor.
Yeah. I'm wondering if we should expose him to
anything.
You're
so into this. Like, this is an excellent idea.
I wonder if we should expose him to anything but podcasts.
Probably not.
Yeah, because then he's just like, this is what it has to be.
I think that would
And then
really
by the time we're older and we're kind of like need to leave this earth as a couple. We'll have our next of kin. Not by blood.
Well, I mean, who knows what'll be possible in a couple years. Medical science.
That's right. We'll talk about that one.
Alright, yeah. That's a private conversation. I mean, like, the made-for-TV movie about him would be just surreal.
The made-for-TV movie.
My two dads brought me up on only podcasts.
I didn't know anything about podcasts. That's why I'm such a podcast genius.
That could be a Netflix special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
made for TV movie.
Auto-tune. Just one word. Arude. I can't. What's an auto-tune voice even? Auto-tune. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
But auto-tune, yeah. Okay. It's a decent one.
Popular songs, you know?
Yeah.
Auto-tune.
And then, like, popular podcasts.
It's just like, it's just apples to apples.
Oranges to oranges.
And apples to oranges.
A pear to a pear.
Grapes to a pear.
I don't actually know what the apples to apples saying means. Is it just fruit?
It's one to one.
Oh, nice. You could say toilet to toilet.
You can say blanket to blanket.
Cheek to cheek. Write a screenplay about our lives and send it off to Hollywood.
By the way, this isn't Wyatt reading poorly, if you guys are really curious.
It's me. I am actually kind of dyslexic.
No, you're not.
To Hollywood. No, I'm not. Say to understand it, you need to listen to the podcast. Boom.
All right, read it off.
All right. Write a screenplay about our lives and send it off to Hollywood. To the people in Hollywood, we say, you got to watch our podcast to understand us because we're so complex.
Uh-huh.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the majority of the script would be our podcast, and then we say you don't get it because you got to listen to the podcast. Worst case scenario, we get a TV special.
Absolute worst case.
Mm-hmm.
Probably is going to be a lot better than that.
Because we're going to send off to a lot of people, and we also get a lot of views.
We're like,
because of all these agents that we send our script off to.
This year's Harry Potter. So we'd be like, or like the Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
That's what we'd be like.
Are we done the last one?
Yes.
Yes, we are done the last one. This one, I'm proud of.
Oh.
I'm going to put it on top five.
Top five ever?
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a Ponzi scheme, sort of like a pyramid scheme.
Should we pause for a second just to realize the moment, take it in?
Oh, it is a lot, because this is legit. This is legit stuff.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm going to try and get this across to you mere earthlings, right? To you basic boys out there.
And
because,
girls.
Because this is a complex...
Your grammar girl.
Because this is a complex system that I'm wanting to set up here.
All right.
Okay?
My mind is open.
It's a subscription-based thing to our podcast. You pay, for example, $2 each for the podcast. There's, say, two people. Let's say three. Let's say there's three people they do each. There's then $6.
Mm-hmm.
The first person to subscribe gets the majority of the shares of this company, right? Okay. We have a little bit, and we always stay at that much, me and you.
50%? 10%?
No. We're going to get ourselves like 15.
15.
I don't want to get into the numbers because I don't want to do the math now, and I'm without a doubt going to get it wrong.
I'm just going to
stay with me. We're going to be around that 15%. The next person to subscribe, so the first person, they give their $2, they get a majority of the shares, right? So they're the first person in there, they get... Just for example, this isn't an actual number amount, but they get 50% of the shares of the company.
Uh-huh.
They then get $1 back, right? Then the next person comes in, does $2. They then get less than that first person that subscribed.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they get a little bit less of their, than the dollar. This is also just an example. We just got to figure out the percentage amounts.
Mm-hmm.
But then the person up top has a larger share of the thing, which is now went from $2 to $4. And if it's a 50% share, they just got their money back. Third person comes in, right? 50% of the $6, they get $3. The second person, now making more.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually, when more and more people come in and everybody's doing $2,
uh-huh,
and more people are getting less and less percentage amounts, but once you get enough people below you, you eventually start making money.
Uh-huh.
Guess who's the top dogs?
Us. No. Yeah. Okay.
It's probably going to be us.
All right.
How insane is that?
That's like that's amazing.
Yeah. I came up with that myself.
I really like it because we're making money.
Yeah. It's all about people subscribing and then them kind of getting a membership to it, and a percentage of the total subscription earnings.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually when there's more and more subscribers, they then start making money because there's so many people below them.
Did we just break the worldwide economy?
It's insane, Wyatt.
Like, is the World Trade Center just, like, shutting down right now?
Isn't this insane?
This is crazy.
I know.
I mean, like, we haven't figured out the math, but, like, I'm sure it works out.
It's all about it's all about having people below you just getting less and less percentage and just still giving the same amount.
But then they start making money as long as they have people below them.
You're still making more.
Where is this?
Because the people above you always have a larger percentage amount. It's just about you getting in before the people below you. So just getting out as soon. No, you can just keep going down in percentages.
Decimals.
Like insanely low.
0.00007.
Yeah, and then we can dilute our shares and stuff like that because we don't need that much.
No.
We don't need that much to live.
Yeah.
A couple mil.
Yeah. What? Okay. Sure.
A year.
Yeah. That sounds crazy. I mean, obviously. Spencer White.
I wonder if there's any legalities against that.
I don't think so.
Because it's a little bit like a pyramid scheme in that there's always going to be somebody losing money.
Mm-hmm. But like...
But when you sign up for our thing, you know exactly what you're getting into. You know? I don't think it's fair. I personally agree with pyramid schemes. Right? Because you're not scamming the people below you. You're telling them, listen, you do this, you then find other people. If you don't find those other people, it's your fault. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Once I've recruited you, okay, the people are getting a little bit mixed up. But once person A recruits person B,
uh-huh,
where person A has now made their money, it's up to person B to find persons C. They'll get like three people below them. Those people then find three people, and eventually person B is now making money. Person A is making more, but person B is still making money. The only way that you can lose money is if you don't go through the promise that you made to person A
when
above
you.
In
the first place.
Yeah, that you're going to find those people so that you're going to be a part of the pyramid.
And what's $2? A toonie.
Yeah.
Literally a toonie.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, a month.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Nothing. A week. Hourly.
$24? Deal with it.
It's fine.
It's fine?
What?
$24 a year?
Day?
$24 a year.
We'll have to figure out the specifics.
It's non-negotiable.
No, yeah, that's a crazy idea. I think we'd be rich and everyone behind us would be like giving us money, which would be cool.
Yeah, and then we'd definitely go to jail.
Yeah. Wait, why?
But we'd be in jail rich. We'd be able to buy so much protection in there.
We'd do it with cigarettes.
Yeah.
In jail.
Oh my goodness. That'd be insane.
We'd have to do something besides a podcast. Like,
and it'd also be tough to give people shares of like
puppet
like
show.
Decibel amounts of of cigarettes.
Well, I mean, if it still burns, right? And like, who needs a filter if you're in jail at that point?
To smoke that.
Lifelong sentence?
Tobacco directly.
Yeah.
You can just put it in the palm of your hand and burn it and smell those incense.
You can just eat it.
Yeah.
Chew tobacco, except for with cigarettes. Ugh. God, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah. Nobody does.
Do you want to
get into the dialogue?
Do we?
No. Let's not do that. You're right.
All
right. Let's build suspense for that one because it's gonna be crazy. I don't want to keep using the word insane, but it will be.
Are you gonna keep using the word insane then?
No.
Okay. Yeah. We'll save it.
We have something else this week, don't we?
Let's talk about trains.
No.
Nope. My segment.
Yes.
All right.
We've been building up for 2 weeks, 3 weeks actually.
Are you ready to be rumbled?
I'm so ready.
To the
ready.
Very core of your being.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Is your mind
ready? It's Monday Night Raw
blown?
Wrestling. I'm ready to be rumbled.
It's actually Wednesday.
Why?
Isn't there like a Wednesday thing with a wacky? No. Wednesday Raw. With the WWW, whatever the wrestling.
Yeah, and one of those W's is Wednesday.
Yeah, right?
Worldwide Wednesday
Wrestling
Impact.
Nice. I think that's what it is. That sounds about right. All right.
You have come up with for this week to just fill some time, just
start.
Anything at all.
I was about to start.
Sorry.
All right.
Go ahead.
Just silence. I need silence. Picture yourself asleep in your bed.
All right, my eyes are closed.
All right. Picture yourself awake in your bed.
Do you want me to picture with my eyes closed, awake in my bed?
No, open your eyes.
Okay, sorry.
Silly? Come on.
I can't.
You wake up with the sudden realization that this is your last day on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you do that morning?
All right. Last day on Earth.
Mm-hmm. That morning, though.
That...
3 hours. You have 3 hours.
What 3 hours left.
What do you do that morning? We'll save something for next week.
Oof. Okay.
You got more time, but this,
I'm spending all my money without a doubt.
All your money.
Mm-hmm.
About to buy.
I'm getting out some serious loans right away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I'm gonna waste so much time. Damn. Because I'm thinking, let's get a car. Oh, I'll probably do some pretty illegal stuff as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if you get sent to jail?
I'll be like literally handcuffed in the thing when I don't know how what happens. Do I die?
Maybe.
What?
I mean, it is your last day on Earth, but there's other ways to leave Earth.
So I might leave? But I'm not going to be there.
I'm not saying.
Do I get, like, just shot up into space? Because if I'm inside, I don't think I can survive that impact.
You have no idea. You just know it's your last day.
Last morning.
You probably assume you're going to die.
I don't know. I'm probably going to, like, say goodbye to my parents real quick, and I'll give them a high five, say see ya.
See ya never.
That's tough, you know, because we're not... in a great place for it. I might try to steal a plane.
Uh-huh.
I might try to steal a plane naked.
I like where this is going. This is...
And just attract as much attention as possible. Probably try out some drugs. You know, since it's like... well, it's...
But that's going to take like, what? You'd have a bad trip? 4 hours? Oof. That's the end of the morning. Now you're in the afternoon.
No, I just don't do that bad. It won't be just some totally sane guy running across the tarmac trying to steal a plane. It'll be some druggie.
Naked.
Naked. But that's implied when you say that they're high on drugs.
Yeah, of course. With a screwdriver. Gonna hijack the plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Running.
All right.
No, but I still have like 3 hours. What am I gonna do?
Yeah.
God. Ah. I want to spend all my money, but I don't know how.
You can spend it on, like, a meal. What do you eat for breakfast?
It's got to be something to go.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't even eat.
What?
I'm not going to waste my time.
But food's so delicious.
Not 3 hours left on Earth delicious.
That's true.
If anything, I'd steal stuff.
You have more than 3 hours.
I'd go
you
on a big rampage.
That morning.
My God, there's got to be something that I'm missing.
You high-fived your parents,
mm-hmm.
stole a plane naked,
mm-hmm.
took drugs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're missing anything.
I don't know.
It's pretty much standard
answer. All right, I got a lot of money left. What am I gonna buy? Because what can I buy really quickly? That'd be really fun. It'd be like a dirt bike or a ton of lottery tickets or something like that.
But then you gotta wait for the lottery office to...
No, I'd do scratchies.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like running across the tarmac... naked with my screwdriver, using the screwdriver to scratch all these lottery tickets.
As you go.
Yeah.
Gotta make some money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kind of a tough question.
Does anything come into mind for you? We're just in a tough place.
Yeah.
For it. Steal a plane or a helicopter.
You have to steal like one of the little planes by the river.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. What are you doing in the afternoon?
Oh. No, we'll save that. What would you do? 3 hours.
In the morning?
Yeah.
I guess it depended on what time I woke up.
That's a bad joke.
I mean, like...
Because would you start doing some illegal stuff?
Would I? I don't know, honestly.
I'd probably punch somebody. I've never punched somebody. Oh, absolutely. I'd go beat the shit out of somebody.
That's awful.
I'm not saying anybody.
Somebody that deserves
it.
Okay. I mean...
Well, I wouldn't say deserves it, but they had it coming to them.
So, like, who?
Liam?
The one guy who watches the podcast, he'll hear this.
He's also in Victoria. Tough to get to him. I'll choose somebody else.
Better not go to Victoria.
Better not be near me.
It's a 3-hour drive.
Oh, yeah. Steal the plane.
Mm-hmm. That's a 10-minute flight.
Is it?
I think so.
Really?
From the Comox Valley Airport, it's 10 minutes to Vancouver.
Parachute down to Liam, right?
Even faster.
I can call him. Hey, buddy, go outside. He goes outside. I then fly through with my parachute and slap him. I don't punch him. I slap him. Because how funny is that? Slapping people's
that's
funny.
That's a way to wake up.
Dudes slapping dudes, that's funny.
Yeah. Remember? Explore?
No.
For Moose Gang?
I wasn't part of Moose Gang.
I was initiated. our Broughton Archipelago trip?
I was put in Moose Gang because someone was like, hey, do this. And I said, no, I don't want to be in Moose Gang. Like, oh, it's okay. You can just do this. And it was an easier thing. Like, no, it's cool. Like, oh, that's cool. You're in Moose Gang. So what's up, Moose Gang?
I'm not saying that's lame, but like, I got slapped in the face by Brady, and then I slapped him in the face.
That's pretty.
If I had known that I could just be like, yeah, it's okay, and then they'd put me in anyway, I probably would have done that instead.
Moose Gang, Wyatt, Moose Gang.
Ah, man, I'm frustrated right now. My face.
I wasn't even accepted into Moose Gang by like one of the leaders or anything. It was just some guy.
It was like the other trip. We weren't even on the Moose Gang trip.
No, I wasn't.
So we didn't really know.
Missed out on that one.
We didn't even know what the moose thing was. Yeah.
Oh, crap. What time are we at? Oh, shit! We're at like 35 minutes.
Oh, my God. Dialogue time.
Boom. Let's get to the dialogue.
My segment went really well. Great. You're welcome.
When'd you come up with that one?
Like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, right.
No, like, for real.
No way.
Like,
came up with that?
Time is like not even a...
Your segment is to put the...
Time is a figment of your imagination.
Your segment
made up as a society.
Is to put all the pressure onto me.
What?
That's
yeah, kind of.
Well, we're going to talk after this. Well, I'm going to give you a 1-2.
I'm sorry. I didn't know what to say. I thought of it right now.
You don't say.
Pretty good.
You sounded really confident when you brought it up.
Yeah, I did, right? I almost went to, like, worst way to die.
Yeah, but we're going to get to the dialogue. This one's a short one. Between two people very dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Might also be one.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
Or 3. Yeah.
But anyway, here it goes. Hello, everybody. This is your captain speaking. We're at about a cruising altitude of 37,000 feet. And yeah, we're going to be at this altitude for about 2.5 hours before we start our descent. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the champagne. There seems to be a bit of a air pocket coming up here in a little bit, so maybe buckle up, hold on to your seats, and no reason to worry at all. Oh god! Oh, what was that? What is it? Oh, do you know what that was? Why is that one flashing? What's going on? Oh god, I didn't train for this one! Oh! Why is that gauge still going down? Is that our fuel? No, wait! Is that our altitude? No, wait! Is that our oil pressure? What is that? So this one, I can hold this one and then flip this one up and maybe rotate this one around. That wasn't it. Sorry about that one. This is your captain again, obviously. There's no reason to panic or anything like that. It was a standard issue, and it was dealt with. This is your captain speaking again. Does anybody know how to fly a plane? God damn it.
What?
I'm not on the same schedule as I usually am. Why?
Oh, I see what we're doing here.
I'm not on the same schedule as I usually was. You know? It's usually wait 5 days.
I messed it up.
And then write it on the sixth day, record it. No. Write it on the fifth day, record it on the sixth, And then we record the podcast on the seventh day.
You know what this episode is going to be called?
What's that?
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
My segment, disaster. No dialogue. Disaster.
No, we're going to have a dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, what I just put in there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm gonna figure something out.
Oh, really?
So for those of you confused.
Okay.
I'm writing the dialogue today.
I thought we were just going to, like, continue on, like, as a joke. Like,
no,
it is,
not.
And then we're both like...
No, it's a little challenge I made to myself to record a dialogue every week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm going to do.
Cool.
And it's probably shorter. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet. You know, I probably did great.
It's probably awesome, actually.
Because I'm probably going to do it. I'm probably going to be in it. You might be in it.
Yeah, maybe.
You might be just you.
Yeah. And then we could talk about something else.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that next...
We could do it on the car ride.
We'll talk about that next week, yeah.
Yeah.
Record the thing.
We'll debrief. Give a recap.
Mm-hmm. But either way, what was last week's? Oh, we talked about last week's. That's all good. It was between me and Leah.
Yeah, it was good.
No, it wasn't. It was probably like...
You didn't like it. That
yeah,
right.
I'm saying it's one of the weaker ones.
You're all down on yourself about it.
No, I'm not being down on myself. I'm being a realist.
If really there's anyone to blame, it's Leah.
I'll accept that.
Bad actress.
Yeah. So we waste enough time on that dialogue. Man, that dialogue, though. Let's get into trains.
Chills.
Man, we get into trains late every time. I wonder if it's because... Do you think people like the train sections?
I think it's like the highlight. No?
Oh, so people stick around. It's kind of like...
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're American Idol and we have to wait to announce who won the show until the end.
I don't know.
Which, you know, totally makes sense. It wouldn't really make sense to open the show with
episode,
it.
Or like while they're doing the auditions. You win!
Yeah.
We're going to have the rest of the show. Yeah.
Okay. Do you mind if I start?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much. Again, I didn't have a subject to look at when I first started. I'm like, I'm not going to have anything to talk about trains again, which like really irks me
mm-hmm.
because there's so much about trains.
The internet's kind of a small place.
Yeah, especially for trains, but there's just so much there for trains. There's so much to delve into.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I just can't think of anything, but I did. Nice. And that is disaster bridges, I'm going to call it. It's like, it's rail bridges
uh-huh.
for trains.
Yeah.
That broke down. They crashed. They burned.
While trains were still operating?
We don't know. We'll see. Because I went to the Wikipedia page and just went through all the bridge collapses and then picked out all the ones that...
We didn't do chugga-chugga-choo-choo.
Sorry. That's all right. It's just chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga-choo-choo!
All right, we did it. Counts.
That's why we have to take singing lessons.
Yeah.
To get that choo-choo better.
Yeah.
Choo-choo! That didn't feel good.
Oh, the voice.
Sick. I'm thinking one to get an E minor.
Yeah, maybe like E flat.
Choo-choo. I'll work on it.
That was the best one yet.
Thank you. I'll work on it.
Okay.
Here it is. I just wrote down some of like the key ones. The majority of these trains and the majority of these bridges collapsed due to high winds or flooding. Majority of them are flooding. But here are some other ones that really, you know, piqued my interest. 1855. Train was tested on the bridge before it was actually complete. So there was temporary beams in, and they allowed a train to go over before the permanent beams were put in, and mm-hmm. it collapsed, killing 31 people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
What, this?
The people, yeah, why would they do that? Why did they finish the bridge first?
I know. They just had, they were remodeling it or reconstructing it or whatever, and they had these temporary beams in.
Made out of what, like styrofoam?
Probably. Probably like old spaghetti noodles. Like old stale spaghetti noodles, like I assume. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1958, two trains on a bridge at the same time.
Like going opposite directions?
Well, you know, it was a two-track.
Oh,
it was a two-track bridge, and it couldn't handle the weight of two trains, even though it had two tracks on it, and so it collapsed, killing 9 people. Over two trains, that's all right.
9 people.
1882, derailment caused by faulty switch. So like a switch of to move you over from the left track to the right track, from the right track to the left track, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. They put the faulty penny on.
Yeah, and it
little gnome pops out of the
ground. It was faulty, I guess. And I guess it didn't really say much, but either way, that happened.
How many people died?
I guess three. We're getting less and less, so that's all right.
Yeah.
1887, collapsed due to poor construction.
That's just their answer.
That's the answer on Wikipedia. 1882, poor construction. It's like, oh, the engineer really blew it. 30 people died there.
Careful, Emma. And who else is an engineer? Ethan.
I'm pretty sure she's not in. Yeah, she's not engineering anymore.
Oh, she's
anymore.
Not doing that anymore.
Nope.
Yeah. Good.
She's doing linguistics.
Right.
Good honor.
Careful, Ethan. Who else is that?
Careful, Wilson. Careful, Wilson.
Wilson, your brother. Oh my God.
He's mechanical, so he's gonna be doing the trains instead of the bridges. 1907, unable to support its own weight. Right. I'm not saying with a train on it. It was unable to support its own weight. It just collapsed.
Do you know that?
What if a train went on it?
Oh my God. Do you know that game on the internet where you build a bridge and you have to support it?
Yeah.
Remember playing it like physics class? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it just...
So like
it
what?
Just,
did they get a student from physics 11 to build a bridge? Like, jeez.
Probably.
Come on.
So it was under construction at the time when it couldn't support its own weight.
Huh.
75 workers died. Yeah.
You said it was getting shorter and smaller. Oh, my God.
We're going back up. It was 3, then 30, then 25.
Ugh.
1957, two trains collide.
They're on the same track?
Yeah, on the same track. They just collided on a train, on a bridge.
Ugh.
Went over and brought the bridge down with it.
That sounds tragic. Where was that?
Who knows?
Texas.
That was 1957. 90 people died. Numbers are so crazy to look at. Like 90 people? That's an insane amount of people. That's all your friends.
More than that. That's like 9 times all my friends.
This one's one of my favorites. 1970. Kids set some stuff on fire. There was just a bunch of tinder by a bridge. They set it on fire. Set the bridge on fire. Just a bunch of kids.
Kids these days. Or those days. Kids those days.
Casualties of this burning? Zero.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, that's not that bad. Well, no casualties is pretty good. And lastly, 1983, ship collision. Ship just hit one of the supports, brought it down.
Oh, man. Skipper was drunk.
177 people died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. It must have been just like a flat deck boat and just 177 people on top of it. And just the bridge came down.
Already people on the bridge, like, driving over? Was it a car bridge, maybe?
Was a train bridge. Those are all train bridges. It's just the boat brought it down.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's kind of a somber chapter in train history.
But I thought the kids lighting it on fire and no one dying, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, I guess so.
Could you imagine those kids? I would love to grow up as those kids.
Having set a bridge on
fire? Yeah, because, like, what are the people going to do? People aren't going to be like, those kids, they're paying for that bridge. They're probably like 11 or 12 years old.
For like your entire life.
And so you just grow up and you're a big badass.
It's kind of like a story you can tell, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
At the dinner table.
Do you have a lighter note to bring us up on trains?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, for some reason I decided to search wild trains in Google. Ooh. I kind of pictured like a train roaming free in the Alaskan wilderness, like a moose or something. And
guy on horseback going with a lasso. I'm going to get you.
On a buffalo. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my God. They're hilarious. I'll have to show you. Yeah, so I came across this video. What was it called? I don't know.
Train's Gone Wild.
Yeah, Train's Gone Wild.
Yeah.
I yelled it or something.
Yeah, I heard you say Train's Gone Wild, and I'm like, what is that guy looking up? Is he looking up some scandalous pictures of trains?
It was literally the first thing that came out. Trains Gone Wild. I was like, okay. This is the description for the YouTube video. A steam locomotive is running wild without an engineer to stop it.
Oh, no.
Trains Gone Wild in brackets. And threatens to crash into an express train. Only Helen Holmes can save the day. A 1915 silent short film, which surprisingly enough for that period, illustrates that a woman, given the opportunity, can and will do a job.
Does it say that? Yeah. Can and will do a job.
And this, like, this entire thing is in all caps.
Can and will do anything at all that any person should be able to do, like a job.
Like a job. It was awful. The first, like, the opening, like, quote is like, if you hire a woman for a job, don't expect her to complete it. It was, like, just terrible.
God, it was black and white film?
It was, like, one of those stop motion where they put the words up, and then they take it off, and then they do something. Yeah.
That is bad.
Oh, my God. This was, like, 9 minutes long. I fell asleep, like, 5 times. I had to watch it again so many times. It's just, like, so bad. I'm going to try it. Ah, here they are. Yeah. Yeah, this is actually, women can't use their heads. In case of an emergency, blah, 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 blah.
These are the things that come up?
Yeah, what it says in the movie. Anyways, 155,000 people have viewed this video on YouTube.
155,000?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
One of them.
It's quite a bit.
I guess so. Well, did you get any kind of enjoyment out of it?
I mean, the movie starts out, and, like, they're at a train yard, and then, like, people get on the train, and Helen Holmes is there, and someone drives up on the motorbike, and then they leave it there, and she's in the office, and then it cuts. It's really weird how they filmed it. It cuts to the train yard again, and, like, the engineer just, like, literally falls off the train. He's just sitting on the step there, and he just kind of, like, whoop, and he just falls off.
What happened next?
All right. Anyways, so that's kind of, like, I guess the suspense building, which is a little strange. Oh my God, the music too. It was so weird. Like, it would be like doop 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 doop, kind of like happy, blah blah blah, go lucky, during, like, times where it was kind of suspenseful, and then, like, I don't know, it was unsynchronized, it didn't make any sense.
And so then, it was bad. It wasn't just, like, sexist or anything like that. It was bad.
It was just a bad. Yeah, it didn't make sense. The music.
Was it a good story?
I mean, like, no, because, like, they had barely any, like, words to explain what was happening. There's going along, and the train is there, and it's going down the track, and then all of a sudden there's this boat. They just cut to a boat. And then they cut back to the train.
I think you might have to show this to me.
I think I do. I don't know if I can watch it again. Maybe I'll just show it to you. And then Helen is, like, on her motorbike. I forgot to say. She gets on her motorbike to save the day, right? I guess she's going to go catch the train and then get on it and stop it or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, like, this bridge. You know those bridges that open with the tracks? So that boats can go underneath.
Yeah.
So I guess this is where the boat comes in, but they never explain it. So they open up the bridge so that the boat can go underneath. And then Helen, on her motorbike, literally drives off this huge bridge on her motorbike and just, like, falls into the
canal. Is it real footage?
I don't know.
Like, did they really shoot some?
It was 1915.
Probably.
So it must be.
Yeah, that's around, like, the Buster Keaton, you know?
Who?
Buster Keaton?
Who's that?
He's kind of like a Charlie Chaplin kind of guy.
Chaplin, yeah.
You know Charlie Chaplin.
He's like the Prime Minister.
He has the top hat.
Was he the British Prime Minister?
No.
That was Churchill.
Charlie Chaplin. He's got the top hat. He has the Hitler stash. Black and white. He has the cane. And he goes and he does really classic things. I'll show you.
Is he from Indiana Jones?
No.
Okay. All right.
I have to brush you up on like...
I've definitely heard the name before.
Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Good.
But yeah, that was, like, pretty hilarious. I was kind of surprised. It's like, oh, okay. And then the next scene, she's, like, back on her... She's, like, running down the track towards the train. Somehow she's in front of it, and then, like, the train just stops. And, like, that was it. I don't remember. I was asleep when the movie ended.
Wait. She was running in front of the unstoppable, the crazy train. The train got wild.
Yeah.
And what was the train, like, repulsed that a woman was doing anything, and so it stopped?
I don't
know. What are you saying right now?
It was a really weird movie.
It seems like the type of movie where they would personify this train to, you know, be repulsed by this woman doing anything.
It was terrible. It was so bad. And then at the end, she's, like, talking on the phone with someone else, and they're like, yay, and a big smile. And then, like, a bright light comes out of the screen, and she's, like, over.
That's it?
So I don't even know. I think that really made no sense. But
well, you know, you spoiled it for me, so I don't think I'm going to watch it anymore.
But, like, it's really funny to see her ride off the train tracks on a motorbike. It's a huge bridge. She's, like, 40 feet up.
I'll watch that, and I'll check to see if it's...
real or not?
Yeah.
We'll get back to you next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
fascinating.
Something else that's on the internet that has to do with the trains.
Glad that you looked up Crazy Train.
Wild Trains.
I made a mistake when I was looking up trains... to start with, because I wanted to look up you know how there's like a suicide bombers and they pack like C4 and explosives in a car and they drive up and they blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anybody's ever done that with a train.
Mm.
You know? Because then they blow up the tracks, then they blow up a station, and then the people can't go through it, and it cuts off supply routes, whatever.
Yeah.
So I looked up suicide train. Not something to look up.
No?
No, because people commit suicide in front of trains all the time.
Oh.
And so that's all that came up, was just, you know, just like stories of...
I can imagine.
You know, the conductors that have to live through all that, and ugh.
Yikes.
Got off that pretty quickly.
Yeah. Ugh.
I didn't see anything awful. I just was on it for a bit, and that's in my search history, but... I really brought up the happiness level and looked up failing constructions of
people dying,
crushed
train bridges, but kids also setting them on fire.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Haha. Yeah, time flew today, Wyatt.
Time chugged.
Absolutely.
Too chugged. Okay.
It absolutely did. Because we're at time.
Oh.
Believe it or not, but that's okay. Because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Three days?
Mm-hmm.
3 days from now, we're going to be back?
All right. This weekend, Saturday.
Yeah.
What time are we going to film? Or is it going to be late at night, I guess?
Probably. Yeah, we'll probably do like 11.
We could have like just like some guests.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We could just rotate.
But like we have to, like you'd have to like stay here. You'd stay here, hey?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Wait, during the whole podcast? Yeah.
No, I mean like overnight.
My intention span would probably be
like... Oh, you want to bike home? No. That before.
I've like done that before.
Big
it's
goober.
Awesome. It's hilarious. I got lost in the woods.
Yeah, you got lost in the woods because you can't see anything. You don't have a light. You don't have a helmet. When the pitch back woods.
I had lights.
Stupid.
Didn't bring them that time. Yeah, it was dumb.
All right.
It's fine.
Okay. We'll be back again. Just like insane schedule over the last. Like, I don't even know how I'm going to pump out these dialogues.
I don't know how these guys are handling it. How are you guys coping?
I'm coping well, thanks.
I was talking to you.
I'm the only one listening to it, okay?
Okay. I guess that's fair. How are you?
No, we have some people that enjoy it, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, very appreciate
it. I love the feedback.
Thank you. Microphone. I've never done this before.
No, it's all good. We're going to be back at the same time next week. We're going to record it on Saturday, but we're going to put it out on Thursday.
Stay tuned for Drunk Blanket Talk.
Yes. That's going to be next week. I look forward to it. I really hope we can set that up.
Me too.
We can, like, set up some train drinking games.
I can't even picture it.
It's a bad idea.
No. Maybe we'll think of something. Who knows?
All right. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Oh, so appreciative, Wyatt.
Yeah. Three of them.
We're going to be back next week. As you know, this one's actually going to go up on Thursday.
Yeah.
Opposed to a Friday, because this is a Thursday podcast.
Yeah, not a Friday podcast.
Thanks again, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
TTFN.
Ta-ta for now.